Hello, and how are you doing today? I was thinking recently that as much as I love to talk about adventures, I'm not sure I've ever explained why I think it's so important for us to adventure. Now, first thing up, before we even get into this podcast episode, everyone has a different idea of what adventuring means. In my world, it generally means getting outdoors, doing things that, you know, involve some fairly strenuous activity, trying new things. And we'll go through all of that. But I just want you to think about this. If you're like, Kelly, that is not my gig, I am not interested, that's okay. Because there's always other things that if you think about it, when you think, let me just say it this way, when you like really think about it, like what does adventure mean to me? That's where I want your ears to be on this one. Like maybe it could mean taking the grandkids or the dogs or the kids or the friends or whomever on a certain vacation. Maybe it could mean trying stand-up paddleboarding. It could mean anything, right? But put that adventure mindset on while we talk about this today, because this is a big one. Thank you for being here. Recently, so I usually record these a few weeks before they actually go live. And so in my world, recently, I was on a little weekend trip. And on that weekend trip, we had taken the dogs and we'd taken the van and we'd gone to a place that was fairly close, a couple hundred miles away. And we were going to stay there for 2 days. Then we're going to drive down to the beach where my sister lives, stay there for a night, and then drive home. So it's a pretty fast trip, right? And we did have our tennis shoes with us and our trail runners, and we had our boats. So we had those along. I was hoping to, you know, get a little bit of time on the river, but that was that. So we're doing all this rushing about. And it's been a really, really busy first half of the year for me, or first quarter of the year. And so we get there and we go for a hike with the dogs. And it was just like such a relief, such a different environment from where I had been. Like I live in Houston. It's a very cool city. It's not a hiking mecca. You have to really work to make it a hiking mecca. So here I am. I'm in the woods where there's rocks and there's hills and there's trees, and it's just really beautiful. So we go on this hike and come back, and I'm like, whoa, I feel so different. Like even though I generally get out and do, you know, maybe a hike a week in Houston, the difference was I had changed locations. I had changed trails. I had changed my environment. And suddenly I was like, everything seemed a little bit brighter. And there's a scientific reason for that. We're going to talk about that in a second. So everything seemed a little bit brighter. And I realized that this stress that I'd been dragging around with me for different reasons, because I just seemed to really like it or something, was starting to slip away. And then the next day, we get up, do it again, take the dogs to another trail, do this hike, get back. And I'm like, wow, I feel really good. I'm enjoying this. This is a lot of fun. And Phil said to me, do you want to stay for a few days? And I look at my calendar and I have zero appointments for this week. I'm like, whoa, this is brilliant. So I said, yeah, let's stay. So I got very excited. So we stay, we decide to set up and stay in that particular campsite for, I don't know, maybe 5 days or something like that. And there's a river behind the campsite. So I get in it, I play in it, we go down the river in our boats. I haven't been in my boat in months. And I am all of a sudden a different person. I had not realized that as focused as I am on my foundational fitness, I haven't been focusing on my play. And so all of a sudden, it's like the relaxation that came through was crazy. So the next day is a work day. And I decide, well, what the heck? I've got a river behind me. I don't have a call. I think it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't have a call until 5. So I go out and I play on the river for an hour and a half. get back in, do my call. I'm what we call river clean, which is like really very, very messy. And I don't care. I just suddenly was reminded of what getting outside and giving myself, or all of us, giving ourselves that gift of newness, that gift of different, that gift of play. Playing is so, so important. Over my years of my life, I have been accused by more than one friend that all I really want to do is play. And it's true. It's true. And I should know by now in life that when I start getting super stressed, well, it's because my fitness has become a thing that I need to do instead of a thing that I want to do for play. So, hey, adventure more, Kelly. That's my story to myself. But for you, like, think about this. One of the reasons that I think adventuring is so important, however it is, right? Maybe it's a new trail. Maybe it's a new thing that you're doing. Maybe it's somewhere you're going. Doesn't matter. Something new, something fun, something play. What happens is that when we experience something that we haven't gotten to do before, we've only dreamed about doing, we haven't given ourselves the time to do, life gets brighter. Life opens up. I can tell you the story of a client I had at one time, and she came to me because she just wanted to lose some weight. That was kind of her thing. She said, I just want to lose some weight. And I was like, okay. So we talk. And as we talk, I find out that every year, her family goes on this backpacking trip, but she doesn't go. But she puts all their food together. She puts everything together for them. She does everything, but she stays home because she thinks that she might be too slow. She might hold them back. But then she sees their photos and their pictures and their videos when they come back. And she's like, wow, you know, it would be the coolest thing if I could ever do that. So in my world, by gosh, she was going to do that. So instead of focusing on the weight loss, we started focusing on what would it look like if you did that trip? What would it look like to get to go and not to drop them off, but to walk out the door and go with them? And it was a huge stretch for her. But you know what happened? 6 months later, she did the trip. She did the trip and she couldn't believe how, well, it was hard. Absolutely. First backpacking trip. It was hard. It was fun. It was life-changing, and she was never going to get left at home again, she decided. So it's like, once we experience something we've always dreamed of, we want more. And that's okay. You know, sometimes we think more is not good. More is good. Because the more we experience life and the more fun we have, the healthier we are, the better we do, and the more willing we are to take care of ourselves so we can do more. Okay. So that's one thing. Another one is, I don't ever want someone to feel like it's ever too late. I had a trip that I was doing, and one of the people, this was not a trip that I was leading. I just happened to be along on this trip. And one of the people who was along with us, she was struggling. She was struggling on this trip. And she was my age. And so I was staying back and chatting with her, and, you know, just basically, I realized later, being super annoying. Didn't mean to be annoying, but I thought, well, you know, I'll just stay back here and help her along and cheer her on and get her going. And eventually she just stopped and she was like, just go on, leave me alone. And I was like, okay. So I went on, I left her alone. And then that was okay. You know, she did her thing and that was that. So what happened, though, was when she came back from that trip, she told me later, she went, you know, I had decided that I was too old to push myself. It was too late for me to do some of these things that I wanted to do. And basically, it was just time for me to slow down. And she said, with you, what she said, nipping at my heels on that trail, it made me realize that maybe I was making it too easy on myself. Maybe it was time to play a little bit more and try a little harder. And today, she is a friggin' rock star. Like, I mean, I've gone with her on hikes since then, and she is so solid. Like, I have to run to keep up with her. And this was a change in just a couple of years, like maybe 2 years at the most. Big, huge difference. And it was, what happened was it started in her head, because here she was on this trip thinking, I'm not good enough. I can't keep up. I don't think this will ever work for me. To all of a sudden, Kai, I'm so tired of Kelly, like, you know, saying, oh, you can do it. And suddenly she just decided that she could do it. Big, huge change. And now she's having so much fun. So much fun traveling all over the world and doing whatever she feels like. She retired and she's off and having a great time. So that's another one. Like, it's not too late. Trust me, it's not too late. I have people who come with me on my trips that are 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Like, I don't think we've had somebody in their 80s yet, but I know that last year I had somebody in her, I would say she was in her late 70s, and she was so awesome. So awesome. Like, loved hiking with her. Another thing is that when we push ourselves to do the things that we didn't think was possible, like we push ourselves outside our comfort zone, we never, ever come back to that person we were before. Anytime we push ourselves, we stretch, right? We stretch. We try something new, we stretch. And we never, ever come back to who we were. I know for myself that when, I don't want to tell that story. Let me tell a story about someone else, because I think that's more interesting. This goes back a few years ago on one of my Smoky Mountain trips. And she came because she told me I always wanted to see the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, but don't expect me to go on those hikes. That's what she said. Don't expect me to go on those hikes. And the reason she said that was she didn't think she could do it. Like, she really didn't think she could do it. But what she didn't understand was that, there I am nipping at somebody's heels again. But B, what was more important was that we trained for it, right? We have a training program, and I know how this works. So I got her to do the training program, and I encouraged her to keep doing the training program. And even when it was hard, she kept doing it. And she lives in the South. She's not from Houston, or not from Texas, but she lives in the South in Florida. So she's training through the summer. It's hot. It's miserable, but she's doing it, right? And when she got there, not only did she go and see what she's always wanted to see, she did trails that she didn't think were physically possible for her to do. And they were just literally a walk in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, right? Like, it's just so cool. And you come back from that and she's another person. She came back from that and now she's taking her grandkids and her husband, who she's now nipping at his heels, he's having to go along, and they're doing all these things that they had never, ever thought of doing. Like, they become the cool people in their family and they're doing the stuff. So when we push ourselves past what we think is possible, we never, ever go back to the person we were before. I guess another, and I will tell this one, like, for myself, when I started whitewater kayaking, it was the scariest thing I'd ever done in my life. It was probably what held my attention, because I have a fairly high tolerance for fear, but it was just friggin' terrifying to me. And what ended up happening was that because I was terrified, I know this sounds like, oh, Kelly, you're crack. But because I was, and I couldn't do it, right? I couldn't figure out why I couldn't do it. And the reason I couldn't do it was because I was so much in my head. And when I finally started learning to get out of my head and to, like, really embrace stepping out of that comfort zone, things changed for me. They changed a lot. And they created this opportunity to do things that I just love doing. Like, I never knew I would love being on a moving river so much. Never knew that. Like, I hadn't done it before. And so all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I'm doing something that is so much fun that I had no idea even really existed. Okay. Wasn't even in my, like, it wasn't on my radar in any direction. So that's a like an expansion, right? And when we're expanding, not expansioning, when we're expanding, we're never contracting. And that brings me to someone else that I've worked with. And when we first started working together, and I'd known this person for a number of years, and she'd had several injuries and a couple of surgeries. What I noticed was that everything in her world was starting to contract. She wasn't doing the things that she used to do. She wasn't getting out and visiting people like she used to do. And she was like, at the time, I would say she was probably, I don't know, I'm going to make it up. She was probably 60, somewhere like that, you know, give or take 4 years. And so she was a vibrant woman, vibrant, but contracting. And that contraction had to do with the fact that because of all these surgeries and injuries, she just started thinking that she could do less and less and less. So we started working together and I was like, how can we expand? Where can we expand? What would get you super excited? Like, what would get you super excited? For her, she was like, well, you know, what I've always wanted to do is stand up paddleboarding, but I don't have good balance anymore. You know, blah, 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 blah. I can't do it. Well, that's all you have to do to say to me is, I can't do that. I was like, okay, let's do it. Because one of the tricks in stand-up paddleboarding that she didn't really realize was that gear matters. If you haven't done it before and you don't think you have great balance or you don't have great muscle strength or whatever it is, or you know, you're not great on the water, you just get a bigger board. That's all there is to it. You just get a bigger board. There's always a wider board that's more stable than the little skinny ones. And that's what we started out on. So she starts out on a bigger board and all of a sudden she's like, hey, this is fun. I'm enjoying this. And so we got her a slightly smaller board. So it was a little bit, you know, easier to move through the water. And all of a sudden, this friend, this client, this person I'd known for a long time, went from slowly contracting to, hey, you want to go stand up paddleboard? Hey, I've got some new friends who do this. Hey, I bought a board. So it's like finding those things that push you a little bit, not too much, right? Like most people aren't kind of like bats like me who, you know, want to go, well, if this is so scary, why don't I keep doing it? You know, just something that pushes you enough that you keep wanting to try, you keep wanting to do, you just want to get a little bit better at it. You just want to experience all the fun and adventure that it can give you. So yes, I'm so, so passionate about this because what I see every time I get to do an adventure with my groups that come on the retreats with me, every time I see people go from, I have some trepidation. I'm not sure if I can do this. I don't know if I can keep up. I don't want to hold people back. I haven't trained enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to look at me. I'm having a great time and I'm one of the crew. Right? Because it is hard. I will say this. I don't say too many things are hard, but I think it's a little bit harder these days when you get to a certain age. I'm going to call that certain age. I'll make up a number, 50 plus, to find women who want to go do these things. Find women who want to experience a little bit more. Find women who want to adventure out of their comfort zone. But when you can find a group, like, you know, the groups that I get to go with and the groups that I get to take, it's so much fun because all of a sudden you've got this camaraderie. There's this camaraderie that happens on the trails, on the rivers, on the lakes, on the beaches, when you suddenly are cheering each other on, you're helping each other out, you're doing what needs to be done to make sure everyone's having the time of their life. And it's a game changer. It is such a game changer. That's what got me into doing the retreats that go along with my business, because it's just so much fun and a game changer. That's all I'm going to say. If I say game changer again, you can hang up. So when we do these trips, and I want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing, because there's only a handful of spots left this year on the 2024 trips, but they're wonderful trips that we have left. We have one to the San Juan Islands in the Pacific Northwest. And that trip is, you start off, it's 3 days of kayaking. There is camping involved in that one. We have guides who bring the tents and bring the stuff for us. So that's not a big deal, but you know, just know it's kayaking, a little bit of camping. And then after that, we go stay at a very posh Airbnb and do a lot of hiking. Because I think these trips should be, I don't want them to be so difficult or so uncomfortable that someone says, yeah, that was fun, but man, I don't want to camp for, you know, a week again. Because there are a lot of people who do some really nice adventure trips, but there's a lot of camping. I don't mind camping, but I've also learned that there's magic. There is magic in having a shower, a hot shower, a bed, a place to lay your head at night, and a refrigerator where you're staying. So we always have those. So, but in the San Juan Islands, it is such a spectacular, like think of orcas frolicking in the water and just seals and waterfalls and the lush Pacific Northwest. So there's a couple of spots left for that one. There is also a couple of spots left for my Smoky Mountain trip. So this year I'm doing a trip to the Smoky Mountains where I go a lot. I love it. So I know my way around well. But it's in the fall. So we're going to see the fall foliage. And I used to go to Annapolis and places up in the Northeast to do like fall foliage sailing and stuff like that. This blows it away. It is so beautiful there. Like the mountains are so gorgeous. And what we do on those trips in the fall, we'll do some hiking. And just so you know, like a couple of things that happen with these trips. I realize that not everyone gets to go hiking a lot. It's not something that we all get to do. So I have something called Adventure Fit, and it's nothing more than a very simple program that you tailor and I help you tailor to your level of fitness so that you can train for the 3 months, the 4 months, whatever you think it's going to take. So when you get there, you're enjoying it. Like it's not a struggle. My job is to make sure that you go on a great hike. And then when you're done with that hike, you come back and you're ready to go out to dinner. Years ago, I used to do a lot of long distance cycling. And what I would find is that I would cycle very far. I would come home and I was toast for the rest of the day. I would probably nap. I would just sit there and read. I couldn't go out and do anything. And I don't want that. Like, that's no fun. These trips are designed so that we go have fun and then we go have fun. So you're going to have training if you come with me. You're also going to have the opportunity to do harder hikes and easier hikes. By that, what I mean is, like, typically in the Smokies, the way we do it is we start out as a group. And okay, and you should know this, the groups are small. I like groups of about 10 women. So we start out with 10 women. We go do a couple of hikes first day, do a couple of hikes the next day. And when I say a couple of hikes, maybe, you know, maybe one of them is a mile long and one of them is 3 miles long or something. I mean, they're not like, we're not going to go kill ourselves. We go out on another day and maybe it's a longer hike. And then we take a break. And the next day we go play on the river. And playing on the river could mean being in a raft. It could mean fly fishing. It could mean being in a ducky. I mean, there's lots of ways to play on the river. And it's one of the prettiest rivers in the Southeast. Like, it is one of the prettiest rivers in the Southeast. And so then the next day after that, our legs are fresh from, you know, relaxing on the river. And then we go take a longer hike or a more scenic hike. So usually this is a point where we'll have a few people who are like, oh my gosh, I have came here to hike Charlie's Bunyan and by gosh, I'm going to do it. I'm like, have fun. I know that one. It's a tough hike. So they'll go with our other guide. She'll take them out there or they'll go with me and she'll stay with the other group. And so we split into a couple of groups. And there's one like last year, what we did was we did what's called the Bolds. So in the Smokies, the mountains are old. So they're small. They're, you know, they're slowly shrinking. And on the top of some of these mountains are granite domes. So they call them balds. And so we went to a couple of the balds, went up there, hiked around them, just like stunningly gorgeous, fun hikes, easy hikes. Did one with went through all these wildflowers and bees and, you know, happy nature scenes. And then we went and did another one and it was just a little different. So it's fun to see the variety there. Go see the waterfalls. I mean, it's nice. And the people who went to Charlie's Bunyan, they had a great time. They worked a little harder, but they had a great time. So we stay in a nice house there. And I know the area really well. So I take you to the right places to go. We cook at the house. We go out to dinner. We have breakfast at the house. I mean, it's an easy, fun trip. And when I say easy, what I mean by that is all you have to do is show up, have trained a little bit beforehand, and then boom, you're taken care of. And you get to see one of the most spectacular areas of our country and have a blast doing it. So for that one, I have a couple of spots left. And then the only other trip that we have that, and this is, this is turning into a trip commercial, but I'm just going to tell you this. The last trip that we have is that we have a little space left in, and it's one or two spots, is Costa Rica. And Costa Rica trip, I think, is December, it's early December, December 6th to 13th, I think. And on that trip, it is a multi-sport trip. We hike, we rappel. We call it canyoneering. We hike, we do canyoneering, we do rafting, we stay in a jungle, lodge. There's they're like basically tree houses in the jungle. And we have guides that take care of us the whole time. They move us from area to area. We go up to the Arenal volcano and hike there. And then the place we stay has all these pools. And what's so cool about all these pools is they're heated by the volcano. So they'll have some of the higher ones are hotter. Some of the lower ones, bigger ones are cooler. And then they have a couple of cold plunge pools. I mean, last year, every night that we were there, we spent, I don't know, hours jumping from the hot to the cold, to the hot to the cold. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. So that trip has a couple of spots left. And it is by far and away one of the most magical countries that I've ever gone to. I continue to go back again and again and again and again, just because it's so beautiful. The people are so nice and you get to do all these things. So, all right, when we come back, I want to just talk to you about your three steps, your three action trips, tips, not trips, but your three action tips for putting more adventure in your life. Have you ever wanted to go to the Great Smoky National Park and hike on the trails out there, even like the Appalachian Trail? If you have, you might be just in luck. We have a few spots left for our Smokies trip in the fall. And this is a very special trip for a couple of reasons. One reason is that we're going during the height of the fall foliage, and the Smokies in the fall are shockingly beautiful. And the other reason is that I may not be leading this trip again. As much as I love this trip, I might be leading some other trips next year, so I won't be able to do the Smokies. So if you've been thinking about it, this is your chance. Now let me just tell you, I mean, I love the Smokies. When I first got there, the first time I went, I was just like enthralled, blown away. Such a magical place. I mean, it's so green and it's lush. And in the fall, it's like all the colors, and you see the fog. The reason they're called the Smokies is because they have this dense fog that just kind of like rolls down. They're very, very lush. The rivers are, okay, I'll stop because this could turn into an entire episode about the Smokies. But here's the deal. If you're thinking that you might want to do this, here's what happens. You will be along with 10 women that can go. We have two guides that go, myself and another guide. We make sure that everything's taken care of and that, you know, you're perfectly great on the trails. You get a copy, or you get, I guess, access to my course, which is called Adventure Fit. So Adventure Fit comes with the trail, comes with the trip, and it gets you ready for the trails. Doesn't really matter where you are right now as far as fitness goes, but as long as you follow the plan, and we have virtual calls, so you'll be able to ask me questions and kind of like dive in and really get into it. So the plan is to get you from wherever you are today to going out on those trails and having so much fun. People always ask me, like, what's the level? That is a little bit subjective, but, and I'll give you a big but, here's the deal. The first couple of days are pretty easy. Like, I make sure that, you know, they're geared for everybody. And then as it gets a little harder, we've got two guides. So, you know, for the people who just have to go fast, we've got one guide in the front and one guide in the front. And for the people who are like out there to kind of saunter and enjoy themselves and check out the view, we have a guide in the back. So you'll never get lost. You'll never get left behind. You never have to feel like you're holding people back. Okay. We also have one day that's a river day. So that river day, and just don't worry, it's the fall in the Smokies. The weather's great. You will not be cold on the river. The river day, you can either raft, you can do duckies, or you can do fly fishing, your choice. So we've got all that. So here's what's included, just so you know, and then I'll get you back to the episode. So in this, basically most meals are included, all activities and your river gear, transportation during the trip. Okay. You have to get yourself to Asheville and then we pick you up. And then from there, you're taken care of. All park entrances, yoga. We have a yoga instructor coming along who's taking care of our yoga needs and getting us all limber for the trails, and your Adventure Fit training program. What's not included is flights to Asheville. And if you have, like, if you decide to stay over in Asheville or come in early, couple of meals aren't included, and alcohol, most alcohol is not included. But other than that, this trip is basically turnkey. And to get more information, all you have to do is go to fitisfreedom.com/events. fitisfreedom.com/events. And if you can sign up, then there's still space on it. If you've got questions, just hit me up. It's kelly@fitisfreedom.com. And I am happy to help you and get you on that trip. So let me know if you've got questions. Otherwise, come join us. It is a magical, magical place. And if you haven't gotten to spend the time there with me and all the women, you will be so excited. So back to the episode. Thanks for this quick interlude. See ya. Okay. So here are my suggestions. First one, dream a little. Okay. Dream a little. So often we have things like my first client I told you about that we've thought, huh, that would be cool. Wow, wouldn't that be fun to try? I mean, wouldn't that be fun? But we don't let ourselves do it because of all the things that get in our way. So first thing is dream a little, make a list. Make a list of all those places you want to go, like your passion plan. I don't do bucket lists. I do passion plans. So what's your passion plan? Like, where do you want to go? What would be fun? What would you like to try? What would you like to learn to do? Okay, so dream. Next one, you need to train. Okay, we just do. We've had enough time in our bodies to know that they can't just pop out and go hit, you know, a volcano, go climb a volcano. They can't do it. I mean, I guess some of us can. But the reality is that in order to have a lot of fun and to really enjoy those dream things that you want to do, you need to get your body ready for it. Okay. You need a plan. If you're coming with me, I'm going to give you Adventure Fit. You're going to do that. Okay. If you're not coming with me, make a plan, figure it out, give yourself typically 3 to 5 months. That is a very arbitrary number. Okay. It depends on your level, your foundation of fitness right now. It depends on where you're going. It depends on where you're coming from, right? Like, there's a lot of things that go into it, but give yourself time to get ready. It makes the difference between a really awesome adventure and that was fun, but man, it was kind of tough. Don't be that friend of mine who was like, go away, Kelly. I can't do this. And then the last one is have friends that want to go with you. I've done a lot of traveling in my life on my own, and it's been fun. It's been fun. But what I've found is that when I started finding friends who wanted to go do these adventures with me, when I started finding the women that I get to work with that are ready to go do these adventures, when I started connecting with people who really enjoyed getting outside and doing things that are fun and exciting and different, man, it was night and day. We need friendship. Okay. If you didn't hear my Blue Zone episode, go listen, because we need friends. It's one of those things that gives us longevity, and it gives us oftentimes a reason for doing the things that we want to do. So those are your three steps. And then, of course, come with me, okay? There's a couple of spots left. If you're listening to this, you can either go to fitisfreedom.com/events, and you'll find our event calendar. So San Juan's is in June, Smokies is in October, and then the Costa Rica is in December. Or go to the show notes and just click the links below. You'll find all the trips, or just hit me up with an email, get on my calendar, whatever it takes, and I'll tell you all about them. But they are fun. They are fun. They're well worth it. And yeah, everyone needs to adventure, and we need to adventure more. It's time to really get out, enjoy our lives, do the things that we want to do, have the fun that we want to have, play more, use our bodies more, and give ourselves a reason to dream. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you again so much for listening today. I truly appreciate the opportunity to connect. If you're ready to incorporate fitness consistency into your life, I'd love to help. I have a special gift for you. If it's a struggle to stay consistent with your fitness, and you're ready for all the energy, vitality, and feeling great you can have, go to my website, fitisfreedom.com, and on the homepage, you can get a free copy of my Consistency is Key Masterclass, plus a fitness plan you can follow along with, guaranteed to get you started on your path to being fit and free forever.